Florida lawmakers have tried and failed to bring in the former head of the Florida Coalition Against Domestic Violence for questioning. The legislature has tried to deliver subpoenas to Tiffany Carr in person and online via Twitter. House leaders are now considering penalties that could include imprisonment. I'm Lynn Hatter. The state has already stripped the coalition of its sole provider status for funding domestic violence centers statewide. The move comes after Carr steered millions of dollars to herself and some of her top officials at the agency. It sparked a state investigation into how the problems managed to go unnoticed for so long. House Integrity Chairman Tom Leake says that work will continue with or without Carr's cooperation.
And you've seen the litany of different ways we've tried to serve her. Now we have to deal with the barrier and the fact that she remains out of state and evades service. So we'll continue to press that issue. We will be bolstered by the fact that you have other actions taking place now in which she has accepted service. And we will continue to try to package all of our things with all of their things to make sure that we're able to get her at some point in time.
Carr is living in North Carolina and has refused to answer legislative subpoenas. Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody and Governor Ron DeSantis recently announced they're suing the coalition and Carr, who received $7.5 million in compensation over a three-year period. The state is accusing Carr and the organization's leaders of misusing taxpayer money. The House Ethics and Integrity Committee has been grilling coalition employees about what they knew and when, but they've not been able to get to Carr. House Speaker Jose Ali Eva did not expect her to show up at Thursday's hearings.
Well, I think she's probably taking a posture to legally protect herself against what appears to be a very damning situation for her. So I would imagine that she'll do everything she can to protect herself.
Leake says Carr won't be able to hide forever, and he's planning to take more drastic steps, including penalizing her for not responding to the legislature's request for her to appear.
I mean, you can only evade justice for so long, and eventually it'll catch her.
Those sanctions could include a 90-day imprisonment if the full House chamber agrees. Leake says lawmakers are in a situation they've never dealt with before.
They're, like I said, we're blazing new territory here, but the sanctions can be monetary and can also be imprisonment.
Has the House ever sent someone to prison?
Not to my knowledge.
90 days, is that right?
Up to 90 days.
Meanwhile, the state is making legal headway in its cases against Carr. A judge ruled Thursday in favor of Attorney General Moody. She requested a receiver be appointed to oversee the dissolution of the coalition and work to preserve any money, assets, and potential evidence. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.